welcome in now the newest Saint defensive tackle, Malcolm Brown. Malcolm, good evening, and thanks for the time.
No problem. Thanks for having me on here.
You bet. Have you worked on your hoot at yet?
A little bit. I've been trying to get used to saying it. I mean, sounds cool, and, you know, I can't be ready to get the experience that the hoot at nation in the stadium.
What have you heard from maybe former college teammates at Texas that played here, like Kenny Vaccaro or Alex Okafor? Have you talked to them about what it's like as a New Orleans Saint, the organization, and also the passionate fan base down here?
Definitely. I talked to them while they were there when we would meet back up at Texas. And they were just telling me it was awesome that the fan base, you know, they really showed a lot of support. Didn't matter what was going on. You know, they was always there. They always loud, you know, cheering on the team. And just a great culture there in New Orleans. And, you know, the team has fun a lot inside the locker room and outside the locker room. So I'm ready to experience it myself and be a part of a good team with great history.
Malcolm, coming from a team with great history in the New England Patriots, I mean, what does that help in terms of being able to possibly be a leader, being a Super Bowl champion, and being in an organization like the New England Patriots? And the Saints are similar to they're structured and they're modeled similar to the Patriots about that Patriot way. Well, Sean Payton and the Saints typically have their way as well. I would imagine you feel like the transition should be pretty seamless coming from Bill Belichick to Sean Payton.
Man, I don't have no expectations. You know, I'm just coming in, you know, ready to work hard, contribute wherever I can. You know, both, like you said, both of them are great. They have a great history. And I'm just ready to contribute to a Super Bowl in New Orleans.
As a defensive tackle, you described the scheme as a one-gap scheme. Why does it fit you so well?
I mean, that's just what I grew up in. In high school, I played it. In college, I played it. And, you know, and I went up to New England. You know, I'm a team player, and I do what I have to. I get the job done. Whatever's asked of me, I try to do it to the best of my ability. So I played in two-gap defense there, and I just feel more natural and just have more fun in a one-gap defense.
Malcolm Brown here, Saints defensive tackle, signed in free agency a couple of days ago. And, Malcolm, tell me something about you that maybe a lot of people don't know. When you're not focused on football, when you're not maybe in the season, do you have a hobby or some music you like to listen to, a way to escape, just not even think about football for a little bit?
Man, I'm a big fisherman. I like to be outdoors. I mean, I like to go hunting, whatever it could be.
You'll fit in with it well down here.
Definitely, you know, I'm looking very forward to that. And like I said, when I'm here in the off season in Austin, Texas, I like to get out and go fishing, just, you know, out there being on the water, it's calm, and you collect your thoughts, you know, whatever. People not bothering you. You in the water and the fish.
Have you caught a redfish before?
I have not. I definitely looking to knock fish off my fish list.
Have you eaten a crawfish before?
I have. I definitely have. I mean, I love crawfish balls. We have them here in Texas too. I mean, they're really delicious. You know what I'm saying? What is it called? Abdullah sausage?
Andouille.
What is it called?
Andouille.
Yeah, andouille. The andouille sausage in there, crawfish.
Knock off
the
L, Malcolm.
Corn.
Knock off the L. So it's andouille. Don't use the L. You get what I'm saying?
Andouille.
No. Get rid of the L. Like,
okay, one more
time.
I'm going to get it.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Andouille.
Andouille.
There you go. There you go.
There we go. I told you I get it.
But Malcolm Brown, Saints defensive tackle here on Sports Talk. Yeah, it's outstanding. Look, when you looked at this defense, what about this defense that you looked at? I mean, because I know free agency, obviously you want to make sure you get your value, but you also want to look at fit, right? And I would imagine you look at this defense as a whole with the players they got on this defense that I'm sure you were impressed with and you felt like it was a good fit, aside from the scheme. I'm also talking about personnel, Malcolm.
Oh, definitely. I'm ready to learn from Cam Jordan, you know, Sheldon Rankin, and, you know, just be a part of that great defense that they've been having. Like I said, they've been in the top of the league in the run past, in the couple past years, and I'm just ready to come and try to contribute. I know I can learn a lot. Man, obviously, I don't think I know it all. I can learn a lot every day. So, I mean, I'm just coming open-minded and just trying to fit in where I get in.
You feel like you hit the lottery because you played with Tom Brady and now you're playing with Drew Brees? I mean, those are two future Hall of Famers.
Definitely. I mean, it's great being around and having those guys on the other side of the ball. You know, they're going to do their thing and take care of their business on that side of the ball. You know, we just kind of just stick to the defense and worry about what we got going on. I mean, it's great to, you know, play with those guys and get the leadership culture from them and, you know, just kind of learn how things are done.
Can you – you came in town for a visit, right?
Before I did not. I'm coming in town Monday.
Okay. All right. Well, but in your interactions with the Saints coaches staff, in particular Sean Payton, before signing. Is there a parallel you can draw? In other words, the culture here in New Orleans with the Saints, they're very big on it, and having that culture and having a positive attitudes, good locker rooms, et cetera. Is that something that you would say was the case in New England as well? Do they have the similarities between the Patriots and the Saints in terms of the culture and character?
I think that we all, you know, just get your job done, you know, stay out of the negative light, you know, always try to be in the positive light inside the media's eyes, and just try to, you know, don't bring in unwanted attention. That's like the basis I can give you. Don't bring in unwanted attention.
Yeah, it sounds about right. You're going to fit in well down here. Malcolm Brown, Saints defensive tackle here on WWL. Malcolm, look, I'm sure you're not going to have any shortage of people that are going to want to take you fishing. When you get down here, if you need some help, just tell Doug Miller over there at the Saints, and we'll make it happen. We'll get you on the water and get you some redfish, all right?
Definitely. That sounds like a deal to me.
All right. And one more time, say on Dewey for me.
On Dewey.
There you go. I love it.
Yeah,
Malcolm, best
of
luck. Best of luck and congratulations, all right?
All right. Thank you, man. Thank you for having me on here.